Hello and welcome to this midweek podcast. My name is Rick and I am a retired minister and a member of London Road Baptist Church. Last week, Neil, our minister, spoke about peace, and today I want to think about hope. One of my favourite sections of the New Testament is in the opening chapter of the first letter of Peter in verse 3, and it reads like this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We're in a season where the future is unknown in a more profound sense than usual. No one, whether government, scientific advisers, or anyone else, knows when we will see the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. As I keep up with the official bulletins and the daily stories of ordinary people, there is clearly a mixture of anxiety, loneliness, despair even, and exhaustion. Even the most peaceful are thoroughly fed up and troubled by lockdown. So much is clear to all. Hope for many is elusive. Peter rejoices in a living hope. How can you call it a living hope? Only because it is rooted in a living God who raised Jesus from death to life. Reading that part of Peter's letter in the Bible, it would be easy to imagine it only applies to a hope of heaven when all is finished for us on earth. That is true, but since it is a living hope, it lives today and not just for the future. The Bible clearly shows that God is eternal. That does not just mean that he lives forever, but that he is living in the past, present, and future simultaneously. He can redeem the past. He is present in the here and now. And he is already ahead of us into what we think of as the future. So, hope is not a hope against hope, trying to force our thoughts into a positive frame of mind. It lives because God lives in our future. In 2007, I had a heart attack and came face to face with my mortality. I did not know whether I would live or die, something familiar to many in hospital right now. God brought me through that into what was then the unknown future, and is now my current life. At the moment, 13 years later, I am undergoing chemotherapy for advanced prostate cancer. I am living day to day, but every day I am filled with a living hope. When I was first diagnosed, almost 5 years ago, my consultant told me he could give me a good few years, and I'm still looking for a good few years more. This and the hope I have within the COVID-19 pandemic is living. The Queen, who is a Christian woman, said in her broadcast recently, "We will come through this." And I believe this was said out of her faith in God rather than empty words of general encouragement. As a church, London Road has been encouraged for some time now by words of Jeremiah in chapter 29, verse 11. And it reads this. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Those words were prophesied specifically to our church a while ago now and have become a message from God to us, and not just to Israel in ancient times. The original context, though, is significant. It was spoken as a beacon of hope when the Israelites were in exile. It spoke of coming home and starting again. They were in a kind of lockdown as captives in a foreign land, but there was a new beginning on the horizon. Jesus told a story recorded in Luke chapter 12 and verses 18 to 21 about a man whose crops grew plentifully. And he built bigger barns to store it all, thinking he would enjoy his prosperity into the future. But that night he died. That seems to contradict my theme of hope into the future, but the point of the story comes at the end. That is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. The man in the story had a misplaced foundation for his hope. It rested on human endeavour. It was rooted in an assumption that all depended on human ingenuity and ability. It didn't even acknowledge the source of his wealth, which was growth and fruitfulness coming from God's creation. It was an arrogant presumption that he was in control of his own destiny. One thing is certain at the moment, and that is that we are far from in control of anything much, and certainly not of this devastating virus. There are many clever people involved in seeking a way out of our problems at the moment. Decision makers, scientists, medical staff. God bless them all, and long may their efforts last and be fruitful. But at the end of the day, our hope cannot rest there entirely. We have to be rich towards God. Lasting hope that will see us through is dependent on humble dependence towards God. Live or die, we have a living hope in Jesus. We have to live one day at a time, but we may live in hope that we will see a bright dawn tomorrow. It is a balancing act, which at times seems more tricky than Blondin's tightrope walk across Niagara Falls. On the one side, live as if today is the only day we have, making the most of every moment, yet on the other side, trust in a living hope for tomorrow and the next day and the end of this bewildering season. God has given us a living hope in the resurrection of Jesus. If you are tempted to despair or give way to gloom and fear, then hold fast to Jesus and remember that God has plans for a future that are secure and certain. Thank you for listening, and God bless you today and into tomorrow. May grace received and grace shared keep us.
Strength within sorrow. There's beauty in our tears. When you meet us in our mourning, with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. Sanctifying us when beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust your plans to prosper. You've not forgotten us. You're with us in the fight and the flood. Understand your ways, raining high. master of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. Your plans are still to prosper. You're with us in the fire and the flood. Faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory.